Chapter 11, Lord Silvar Ebonheart. Exterior Moon Barrows, Cemetery Hill, twilight. Beyond the gate stretches a sprawling graveyard, headstones tilted at unnatural angles. From this vantage point, they can see the entirety of Moon Barrows below. Buildings with corruption crawling up their walls, the black river that encircles the town like a moat, and the broken bridge that has prevented anyone from leaving for centuries. Thorn pushes open the gate with a prolonged creak. The group files through, moving between moss-covered graves toward the mausoleum that stands at the hill's center. A hunched ghoul emerges from behind a crumbling tombstone, gravedigger Grim, his milky dead eyes fix on the approaching visitors. Grim.
Come to pay respects to old Lord Ebonheart, have you? Mm-hmm.
Thorn.
We seek passage through the mausoleum.
Grim shuffles closer, his long, dirty fingernails scratching at his chin. Grim.
Passage, you say? Mm-hmm. That there mausoleum ain't been right since the Lord Silver fused with that old demon Putrilax. All twisted up inside it is. Mm-hmm.
Balthazar.
Yeah, big bad guys. We can handle. We need get through.
Grim's gaze settles on the soldier, then drifts to Salome.
Ain't seen nothing like you before, big fella. And the little one. She don't belong here, no, sir.
Salome clutches the soldier's hand tighter. Grim, shrugging.
Well, if ye's set on going in, ain't my place to stop you. Just mind the ooze. And them maggots. And them hounds with the dripping flesh. Mm-hmm.
The group continues past him toward the mausoleum that dominates the hilltop. A once grand structure now corrupted, its marble facade stained with black ichor. Twisted spires reach toward the sickly twilight sky, and glowing green light seeps through the cracks around its massive doors. Interior, Lord Ebonheart's mausoleum. The party enters the main chamber. Ooze and vines cover the once elegant walls. Green smoke hangs in the air. In the center, a crumbled sarcophagus sits with bizarre tendrils spilling out as if something hatched from within. Through the haze, an entryway to another chamber is visible beyond the sarcophagus, covered by hardened chitinous slime. Several rotting hound corpses lie around the open tomb, festering with maggots. A monstrous figure clings to the ceiling, 10 feet tall, winged and bloated, a grotesque fusion of elf and fly. Tattered robes drape its form, dripping with ooze. Flies buzz around it. The creature detaches with a wet sucking sound. Its bloated body thuds to the floor, wings buzzing ineffectively. Compound eyes swivel toward the intruders, mandibles clicking in agitation. Lord Ebonheart.
Who dares intrude upon my domain?
His voice shifts between a cultured elven accent and a guttural demonic growl.
This mausoleum is our...
my resting place. Explain yourselves.
The party exchanges uneasy glances. Thorn steps forward.
Greetings, great Lord Ebonheart. I am Thorn, a humble knight and leader of this regiment. My lord, we respectfully request passage through your chambers to the mycelium terminal. We are but travelers, and I assure you, we intend no disrespect to your place of rest.
The corrupted being's compound eyes twitch, confusion evident in its grotesque features. Lord Ebonheart.
Mycelium Terminal, we know not of what you speak. I am.
We are Ebonheart,
the one true mayor of Moon Barrows.
His voice drops to a snarling whisper.
No, we are Putrilax, demon of decay.
No longer insignificant, but powerful here.
The creature shudders, caught between two conflicting identities. Balthazar, whispering.
I don't think he buying it.
Lord Ebonheart, screaming.
Silence!
Spittle sprays from his jaws.
Intruders must pay tribute.
Yes, a sacrifice to honor our noble lineage.
He pauses, mandibles working furiously against each other.
No! To appease our hunger!
The creature lurches forward, leaving a trail of putrid fluid that sizzles on the stone floor.
Bow before your mayor!
Master!
Offer your flesh too! You defy our tongue!
Feed our endless hunger!
Lord Ebonheart raises a misshapen limb. The three dead hounds that surround him twitch, then rise to their feet. Rotten flesh hangs from their bones as they growl with unnatural life. The game party engages in an interactive battle. The three undead hounds lunge forward. Ebonheart skitters backward and leaps onto the ceiling. Thorn blocks the first hound with his shield. The beast's jaws lock onto the metal, acid drool eating into the surface. Balthazar spins midair, hurling a fireball that strikes the second hound, boiling maggots from its rotting hide. The soldier positions himself in front of Salome and meets the third hound with a precise punch. The creature's skull fractures, but it continues attacking, snapping at his legs. Ebonheart clicks his mandibles from above, arches his body, and sprays acid. Rosie flings a magical shield upward. The barrier shatters on impact, acid fragments raining down on Bill. He howls in pain and clutches his burned arm. The Yarn sits in the corner with Gullinbursti, ears turned toward the sounds of battle. The Yarn.
Listen to that chaos. No coordination, no battle rhythm. The metal one is strong, but fights as if he's chopping firewood. Bah! I'd have those hounds stuffed and mounted by now.
Gullinbursti snorts in agreement. Grendel flips over one hound, plunging his dagger into its torso as Bill finishes it with a rifle shot. The beast collapses into putrid flesh. The soldier grips another by the jaw, tearing its head clean off. Balthazar freezes the last one in ice before Thorn shatters it with his spear. Ebonheart pauses overhead, shrieking in a mournful rage. Lord Ebonheart.
No! My!
Our beloved hounds!
He drops from the ceiling, wings buzzing frantically.
Stem, Flint, and Raisin! We were to be in tune together! Forever! What have I?
We done? What have we become?
He thrashes violently as his exoskeleton cracks and his body expands. The last remnants of Ebonheart vanish beneath insectoid corruption.
We've become your end, interlopers!
He charges, spewing acid and slashing with razor limbs. Thorn defends, Balthazar attacks, Rosie protects Salome. Grendel darts underneath, slicing at his underbelly. Bill fires his rifle. Bullets punch through the bloated form. The corrupted lord staggers but continues fighting, snapping at Thorn. The soldier steps forward, delivering an uppercut to the creature's jaw, followed by a strike that caves in its chest. The final blow bursts Ebonheart's compound eyes and sends him crashing to the floor. Corruption seeps from his deformed body. The green haze dissipates, the hardened layers of slime blocking other rooms crumbles away. The bloated corpse deflates like a punctured balloon. A plump, apple-sized fly buzzes from the empty robes.
And the great and all-powerful Pishilex, the one true heir to the throne of the underworld! Worship me, or you stand!
Salome swats the fly to the ground. Grendel leans down and slurps the crushed insect from the stone floor. Grendel.
Oishi. Delicious.
Bill pukes.